Thank you. Dandavat Pranams, if you refresh your web page, we have live video feed from Vrindavan now.
Adimasyam Shri Shri Guru Gandharika and Dada Vinokhari, truly our seventh day of our parikram also. Without any obstacles, we could complete. Today, our yatra, it went to low one. And then to Rahul, Brahmangat, Gokul Mahavan, and then Rahulji. There, then Lohavan, he killed Loh Jangasur. There, and he also used to graze the cows there. There is also, Mother Maharaj is mentioning, there is also both parts and also a place there. And Rahul, he went. This is Dadaji's birthplace. Thereafter, we went to Brahmandagat.
What is the story of Brahmandagat? Brahmakant Prabhu will illustrate something.
Krishna lay in Vasishtha's lap, opened his mouth.
that time. But he started to see all the various universes in this universe that is covered by different colors. And this is only one universe in hundreds and thousands and millions of universes in the material world. So Mother Yashoda could see all the different Brahmandas, all the different universes, as well as she could see herself with Krishna performing different leelas in different universes. She was totally astonished. But we know that Krishna is performing not only leela, human pastimes. So even though there is an appearance of opulence, Aishwarya, in this case, it's not ordinary to express something so fantastic, like he did also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. To Arjuna, he explained his universal form. At that time, Arjuna was trembling in fear, and he started offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, which was his dear friend. But because of seeing such great opulence, he immediately remembered that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he made some offense in calling him friend, sleeping with him, joking with him, sharing food. So he immediately, his love became shrunken, and he offered prayer. But in the case of Mother Yashoda and all great bhaktis, their love, because it's madhurya maya prema, is completely covered with the sweetness of intense red drops. Thinking that Krishna is just a small boy, he's dependent on me. So even though Mother Yashoda saw all the different Brahmandas, saw such opulences, still, she thought, oh, what is this? I must be having a dream. It's not that my son has some great opulence, but I must be, either he's possessed by a ghost, or I'm having some dream. Her love, because it's pure breath-drop, but telling the prema, even though the appearance of opulence may be there, she never sees Krishna as anything other her So, after this incident, Mother Yashoda felt that some demon may have come, or maybe she may be in some illusion that she falls for the cow and different ingredients in the cow and performs some ritualistic ceremony to protect her mama, her dear son, from disturbances. And there's been so many disturbances from Putana, but she wanted to protect her dear son. But this place, the Brahmanda God, this pastime happened just on the other side of the Yamuna River, across from Mathura, and also where Vasudev, the husband of Devi, brought Krishna across the river on that dark, foreboding night and took the expansion of Swayam Bhagavan to Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, and exchange or merge Devi Krishna into Shamasundra Nandanandan Sharanandan Krishna on his birth night. So, when he was still with Krishna's childhood pastime and helps us to remember the sweetness of those wonderful pastimes and how great drop and the love of the great Vasudevi, Vasudeva, Nandamaraj, even though there's appearance of Aishwarya in Vrindavan, it's never covered by this Aishwarya, and Mathurya is always predominating in Vrindavan. Krishna's exhibition of his childhood pastime, his human life pastime, is predominant. Why? Because if Krishna shows too much opulence, then love would become shrunken. Prema Sanghichita, like in Vaikuntha, there's so much opulence that it creates some sense of fear and separation from the servants of Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. So in Vrindavan, especially, Krishna's yoga vaya potency in Vrindavan is very expertly arranging all these pastimes. So that even though there may be some opulence, Krishna's always seen as a very cheap, very, very sweet, innocent, dependent young boy who is very charming, very beautiful, and very lovable. Both favorable. Kavi,
Now Krishna along with Balaram and other cowherd boys, he's playing. All these boys are clapping. Kaubhaya also begin to clap. Krishna saw. Everybody is clapping and they're looking towards me and laughing. He asked, why do you clap and see towards me? Nanda Baba is white complexion. So is your father's mother. And you black. Where have you come? You are not their son. Somebody's son was born somewhere. And they kept you there under the under some tree and they brought you here. You are not their son. They are maintaining you. Dauvaya also began to clap in amusement and Krishna began to wonder, I am not Yashoda's mother's son. Crying, he went to Mother Yashoda. In front of her, he began to roll on the ground, crying loudly. Maya asked, what happened? Why are you crying? Somehow, she testified him about this, and she wants to take him in her lap, but he doesn't. But he doesn't come in her lap. So, Maya, I am not your son. Where Nanda Baba brought to you, gave me in your lap, and you are just maintaining. Who told you this? Everybody, even Dau Bhai, he is also clapping. I take a vow on Narayan, I tell you. And she pacified him in her lap and pacified him. And then he, and there are in Brahman Ghat so many other pastimes also there. That's it.
Bukhar, Bukhar.
Par means temperature. Temperature, he had temperature, did not go to Rahul today. Amongst all the such exalted Vaishnavas in their assembly, I'm totally unqualified. But by the order of Lakshmi, something on Rahul, that is why. To purify my tongue and my speech, and whatever I've heard from the Vaishnavas, I will try to speak a little. We hear from you that Rahul, the deity of our Sampradaya, it is the birthplace of her, Sri Radha. Like Vishwana, there is Vishwanukun, similarly there also, Radha Ji, in Vishwanukun, on a lotus flower, contact the lotus flower, and she was taken by, she was found by Vishwana Maharaj, Nandava. So, then he used to go and take bath every morning, and in the morning he saw a small baby girl playing on this lotus flower. He had a son in his own town, and then we brought this baby girl in his home. Narad Rishi saw to have darshan of Srimati Radharani. He came to that place. Not Yashoda mother. Has some daughter taken birth in your home? Said, no, I have no daughter. No, my daughter must have taken birth to you. He sent him to bring his daughter. Then he brought this daughter, and then that time Narad Rishi performed her worship, and Rishabhanu Maharaj went away for some time. Then she manifested her youthful form and Kishori form along with her satis. Narad was ready for speaking. Such an educated boy you are. If you become nervous, will it help? In Rahul, that Katha was spoken. In brief, Shamsundarji will speak in brief all the pastimes that are placed there.
mind.
He's not thinking from the tradition and made
festival. Vasudev, some people say that he got his child from Vasudev and he made the festival of his son. No, his own child has taken birth here. That's why he celebrated this festival. That's why this place is more special than other places. He performed his child places, but he's Morgan and Keshav part time. Also, he has performed there by the influence of Yavapaya. Some Krishna sleeping in the cradle when somebody, when the Satis are coming for darshan, he manifests Keshav form. That's why it is known as the Antarang Sakoshi. It's not saying that when you open only childhood pastimes are performed, only Satsang Leela is performed. There is also pastimes of Mother Leela performed. Otherwise, Gokul and Brahmasmita and etc. would not have glorified so much. He has performed so many pastimes, but here he has performed all those pastimes and Madhura pastimes also. Continuously, Gokul is performed here. That's right, this is a very special place. Here Krishna has performed, you are hearing, some of the days about the childhood pastimes we are discussing, hearing. Krishna, he manifested for his Vrajavasis. Performed very beautiful childhood pastimes, like killing of Putana, Vidhavachan, are very beautiful, young, the pastimes of his childhood. Although Putana was killing of Putana, but still he is showing so much of his mercy. Just a little I will speak about Putana's killing. Putana, he is not pure. He is not pure. Who is killing children? Rajya Yadu is being performed. Parikshit Maharaj, when he is hearing about this, he said, even that what you are describing about the child with pastime, you are describing about that Putana is coming to kill Krishna. Don't be fearful. Because Krishna is impure. Where Govind is not there, where his names are not chanted, only he can have influence only in those places. But here, Yashoda mother, all the time she is absorbed in Krishna and Govind's pastime. She only chanting his name. Here, there is nothing inauspicious can enter here. Here, with high voice, Govind's Leela pastimes are being sung. About the childhood pastimes are being sung. Sakadevi says, Parikshit, be peaceful. Just hear this katha. All the Bhakta Vatsalya, you will see his mercy. That such a diminish as Putana also, you will see what kind of high position he will give her. In this pastime, you will see that how merciful he is in the world, that such Prabhu, how you can leave such a Prabhu, and whom you can worship more than him, who is so merciful, who can be more merciful than him. You know that he is very Mayavi, a witch, knows a lot of mystical tricks. She decorated herself as a very beautiful, it is looking like as if Lakshmi herself has come in Braj. Yashoda mother saw Putana, saying she couldn't understand. By Yoga Maya's influence, she also became bewildered and she said, "Oh Sati, where have you come from? Oh Bhagya, I'm so fortunate that you have come here. Can I even see some of my household work and maybe just take care of my child?" And she just left the child in the cradle and left inside the home, maybe to rest or to do something. And here Putana got a chance. She picked him up. Krishna saw Putana. First time when he saw her, he became a little disturbed. Whenever I come as Ram, Sakti Samaraj killed Taraka came. And now in this form, Putana came. और क्या ना इधर
आप गई है
कि हेल्प फ्रॉम नाउ Why I think she has come, but anyway she has come as mother. I cannot leave her now. But where should I send her? Thinking about this, she closed his eyes. That where should I send her? Pujara couldn't understand. She saw Krishna as just like a fire hidden in the ashes. And when you put your hand inside, anyway your fingers will get burnt. And now she began to feed him her breastmilk. And there is called poison in her breast, near on her breast. Slowly he began to suck her breath, but then he became angry. Slowly he became more and more angry. When I am drinking my mother's breath, so much milk is coming, like she's sagar, and here nothing. And now when he's sucking her breath even strongly, then he took out even her life here. Krishna began to cry. Leave me, please leave me.
Shamunch.
Shamsundar is smiling.
Maya,
this will become against the Veda. Because first of all, I don't accept anybody, I don't hold anybody, but when I catch, I don't leave. If I leave, then whatever are words in the Veda, whatever I promise in Gita, in Veda, Salaman Parishaja, everything become contrary. You come to me, leaving everything. I don't see why you have come, how you have come. I am only spirit. We are just Chitta, that is all.
Shamsundar,
you have come out of anger, you come out of fear, whatever. However you have come, because you have come, I can't leave you now anymore. Crying, leave me. But she sucked out her life there. And when he is sucking out her life there, who can save her now? But she is crying. She began to run towards Mathura. If I will go towards the assembly of sons, then Mukti, Shamun and other big asuras who are there, they will protect me. Agasur, Bakasur, they will save me. As soon as Krishna began to run towards Mathura, Krishna in the middle, just on the way, he sucks out her right there. Krishna is telling as if, I don't go in this form to Mathura. In Mathura, Nandanandan is not going. Bal Krishna does not go to Mathura. He is only Vrindavan Paritoja. He cannot leave Vrindavan. And you want to take me to Mathura in this form? This is also against the Vedas. So she fell down, losing her. There was a garden of sons, and she infested her demoniac form. And all the garden of the sons was broken to pieces, all the trees for the beauty of her. It is described that from Aligarh to Hathras, it is her body was spread from her ears to her body, looking like as if the peak of Himalayan mountain, her body looks like. And still he is resting on her chest, on her breast, and he is laughing loudly. Yashoda mother, when she saw the demons are running, somebody has taken some demons, she can't utter a single word, she lost consciousness and fell down. All the Brajavas is somehow catch, kill, saying that she has 50, 60, maybe times definitely 6 on dead body of the Putana. Where she has come from, who is it? Somehow they climbed her body, high body. Krishna, they climbed, made him climb down. They cut him, they cut her into pieces, that is something else. That was later on. And now they took Kanaiya to mother's lap. She put him in her lap. Like a calf is crying for her mother. Similarly, she was crying out loudly. And Damodar is saying to Narayana, please protect my child. Oh Vishnu, please protect his feet. Like this, through his own name, she is chanting and protecting him. Sending all the various mantras, Shamsundar is smiling and he's thinking in mind, I am not able to protect myself. What I can do, my name shall protect doing that work which I cannot do myself. And my mother has manifested the power of my potency of my name. Like the Indian brains, now she is Shakti Vachan, she is performing for Krishna. Krishna, very big body, they cut her into pieces and they burn all those Nanda Baba is coming to Mathura. He is going to Mathura. Somehow, Sudeji also begins to understand something is not proper and right. Maybe my Lala is also living there in your home. Sudeji did not say that my son Krishna. He said, oh my brother. My son Dauji Balaram with his mother Rohini, he is living here. I am afraid, my brother. I am just father in name. Just by giving birth, the father is not complete. Who is maintaining the child, who is protecting him, he is father. Actual real father you are. That he doesn't consider me to be his son. He doesn't even know that I am his father. He considers you to be his father. You please go immediately. I am thinking some calamity has fallen on Gokul. Because he knew that this meeting, whatever had been decided in Kansas Assembly, and now her Bajavasi, they have burnt her, and all smoke is coming from the burning of her body. Maybe everything is, all this smell is spreading very far and wide. That smell, maybe. No. Shukadeva Goswami is saying that body which has been touched by Krishna's lips, that breast which has been touched by Krishna, how can his names are so loud, that his names are so sweet, his names are so beautiful? Then that very person who has touched that body, who has touched the breast of that body, how can that body emanate foul smell when it is burnt? Not possible. They don't consider it. It is looking like as if Aguru or Chandan is spread around. Parikshit Maharaj became very happy. Shukadeva says, Rajan, okay. See, look at the mercy of Krishna. If you think about Putana, what she was. Putana means it is not a good name. It means something inauspicious, a killer of children. This is Putana, inauspicious. She is not served Bhagavan in any way. She has no sanskar. She is just killing children. She is not even from a good family, not from a good caste. What she is eating? She is a demon. She is drinking not prasad. She is drinking the blood of children. She has not, what service she has performed for Bhagavan? Rather, she has gone to kill Krishna and smeared poison on her breast. And what kind of meditation she had, but what she got, what end did she get? She got mother-like position. If such Bhagavan, if with faith and bhajan, and bhakti, suppose somebody performs for him, then he accepts him definitely. So there is such Putana, when he can give such high position, mother-like, to a person who has come with such pride, then what to speak about those people who come to worship him with good aim and worship him with out of love? Then why we should not worship such a Bhagavan? These powers and these gopis, and what will you give to those gopis who are in dirt? There, Shamsundara, he becomes self. He can answer this. He has. What he is giving this position, I will stop my work. Just one thing more I want to say, that there is nobody equal to him. Shastra is described. But Mother Yashoda considers him to be son and feeds him her breast milk and wishes him all auspiciousness. Rasa Prakasha is shown here that although Rasa is dominating the Tattva. Tattva is like an horse. The horse is never praised, only the rider is praised. So Rasa is riding the Tattva, horse of the Tattva. So whatever moves, emotions, you worship him, maybe he may be Mahesh, Ganesh, Surya, or whatever.
In this channel,
how Definitely you must take shelter of his lotus feet. He gives all of himself he can give to those who come with him. Faith we are hearing from Maharaj. There are many different Maharaj is ordering in there so many at no end. But when the engine becomes warm, then it starts to work. Within one part time, he took so much time and all the part time. He did not even press. क्या बोले?
बोला इंजन जब गर्म होता है ना गाड़ी धूप के चलते चाबी इंजन गर्म
होता है। Otherwise, he's saying his engine was quite warmed up now. Would have gone further. we are sailing from you, that she is resting like her own eyelid all the time. Champrabhu told that when Putana came what time Mother Yashoda is very nice to come. Please take care of Lala. I'll just go and do some of my household work. She went inside and began to rest. Is this, I can understand this. Is it proper? Yashoda can give Krishna, Yashoda can give her child to somebody and rest. Same thing, he's explaining to Gurudev now. Never heard like this, and it's not possible also. She came so beautiful, she was. As a mother, she had taken the form. That's why she became enchanted. Rohini and Mother Yashoda couldn't utter a word. She is her mother or what? She's so beautiful. And during that time, Putana showed her Vatsalya Bhav and snatched him. She couldn't do anything. What she is doing? Just feeding her breast milk. In that time only, all this took place. Krishna's till 2.5 or 2-3 quarters years of life, he performed local pastimes. In Vrindavan, never some associate enters. But we still see that Putana, Bakasul, Bakasul, etc., all the demons, Rakshasa. What is the reason? Prajapati, especially Nanda and Yashoda ji, to renew their so that their fame does not become stale. That's why Yoga Maya is arranging to these Asuras. He brought them, otherwise they cannot enter Braj. Just like we love our son. Just like as Krishna's life is finishing. And he escaped from Putana, and his love increased so many fold times that I will never take my child away from my eyes. But again, after 2-4 months, when her little is weak, her love, and her husband, then flew in the sky, taking him away. Krishna, in just playing, he choked him by the throat and he died. What Krishna can do in this? He's just playing with him. He came down, people saw. The asura is dead. Asura's love, what was becoming a little weak, again increases. So like this, asuras are coming and they are increasing again and again, refreshing their frame. Secondly also, in Bhagavad, in many places, Devaki Nandan, it is written. Yashoda ji has two names. One Yashoda, other Devaki. And Devaki's name, because she has been given, that's why Vasudev, she has, because this name, she has a relationship with Devaki, the wife of Vasudev. You must understand, wherever Srimad Bhagavatam Devaki is mentioned, it is her, Yashoda mother.
Krishna is not
Devaki's son. He has appeared. Why? Because she cannot taste Vatsalya Ras, she cannot drink. She never fed him breast milk.
And Mother Yashoda,
she has enjoyed Vatsalya Ras completely. And the Baba, the Vrajabasis, they have tasted all this. That's why all the people must understand that this is Nandanandan
Krishna.
2.5 years, Sri Krishna. What pastimes he performed? Was he all quiet all this time? No. Gopis are coming sometimes, they would love him, show affection, and Krishna and Baldev, they would wrestle. They would create a competition between them and go and bring that stool, wooden stool. They're not, he's not able to lift this wooden stool. And his shoes bring those. He's bringing on his foot. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Now he is beginning to go out of his home, out of the door of his home. Sometimes he is holding the bull by his horn, sometimes a snake, sometimes a hot thing to perform. And big, big dogs are there, and he would put his hand inside their mouth. Sometimes he would hold a sword. And both of them still can't control him. Both of them together. They can't even, don't have time to make the kitchen. They cannot cook in kitchen day and night, just a job. It's not maintaining him, protecting him. Like this 2.5 to 3 quarters of a year are spent. Because then the food seller came. Maharishi Durvasa also came during this time. He saw this astonishing consciousness of Krishna. He was astounded by this. Who is he? He began to wonder. Krishna came. He said, oh Baba, tell me, I one or Vidhan? He can answer. When he opened his mouth, he entered his mouth, and he showed the entire universe, millions and millions of universes. So there are many, many possible of Gokul. Gokul. Nandaji. Go. Go. Gopa. Gopi. Go with the cows. All of them reside. And all different types of persons are such Gokul. You well. You are very fortunate, all of you. Many.
Therefore, Krishna was present in Gokul after 2.5 years age or on the tree. The question may arise, those devas came to Gokul, but how devas like Utana were allowed to enter and Trinivasa caused members to renew the presence of Vrindavasa in order that the friend should not become
stale.
Stale, old, did not become stuck in one place. Stale. So, for example, when Buddha was taken away, when Buddha took away Krishna, then Mother Yasoda, when she got him back, like she thought, I have loved Krishna. And when she got him back, then how close she would have kept him. Then she made a vow, I will not put Krishna away from me again. She always kept him very close, very close. What does it mean that when Srinivasa took Krishna in the air, then Krishna always refused the presence of Srinivasa? Therefore, sometimes we hear that Krishna is Devasinandan, the son of Devaki. We greatly know that Krishna is not the son of Devaki from Mathura. That Krishna was not born in Mathura, he appeared in Mathura. Therefore, how can we reconcile it? We can understand that Yasoda Devi has two names. One is Yasoda, one is Devaki. Because she has the same name as the wife of Mathura, Devaki and Mathura, then she has some like Sakura or Sakiba building the fraternity with her. Therefore, Krishna is 2.5 years old. Is he staying in one place? Still? No. So many activities he is doing. The gopis are also engaged in that. They are really fighting matches between Krishna and Balaram. Who is stronger? Who is stronger? The gopis are saying to Krishna, you could bring out two stools from a different place. The Krishna could not lift it up, it was too heavy for him. Sometimes the gopis, none of our coming, bring my shoes from there, my wooden shoes. So when they turned a bit more old, like 3 years old, they began going out to play. That time there was grass, a horse, a big bull. There was grass, snake. They would put their hands in the mouth of big dog. That day, Marie, they would display with fire. So, meeting the soul became so much busy.
Enter the country code, city or area code, and local number. To call the United States or Canada, enter the number...
Oh, Therefore, we are continuing the Brihad Bhagavad Gita, Sri Sadashiva Swami's description of the birth of Sarvasangha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, oh, this Sarvasangha is fortunate because of the presence of Vrindavan. Thus, Vrindavan is even more glorious than the Vaikuntha planet. Why? Because that's the same person who runs loose, the most ancient person, Sri Krishna, is here walking directly upon us. That same Sri Krishna, who even the big personalities like Lakshmi, Shankara, and Lord Brahma worship. Therefore, how fortunate are the Vrindavans? In all activities, the gopis remain completely absorbed in Krishna. Therefore, the gopis are fortunate, but the gopis are the most fortunate, because in all activities, they never forget Krishna. Whether chanting yogis, their hearts are completely absorbed in him, and they chant Govinda, Dharma, Ramadhan. With a milking cow, or nursing their children, sweeping their houses, they know nothing else except Krishna and his name. Therefore, how fortunate are they going? Rukhama Chittabam, Rukhama Chittabam, the whole world speaks of Krishna, but the gopis always reside in the chariot of the gopis' mind. Therefore, Krishna forgets everything else except the gopis. Therefore, Lord Rama, in his prayers, he said, Aho Vidanya, Radhagora Manya, Sanamrita Gita, Siti Yasimu. How fortunate, Aho Vidanya, Radhagora Manya. How fortunate are the cows and the gopis of Vrindavan? Because they are offering a breast milk directly to Krishna. Even the Brahmanas perform yajnas for thousands of years and they offer to yajna gurus. But Krishna is so satisfied taking the ultimate yajna like he is taking the milk of the Vrindavati and the cow. Therefore, Brahmani also prays, Sadhguri Bhagyami, Sadhguri Bhagyami, Sadhguri Bhagyami, Sadhguri Bhagyami, Sadhguri Bhagyami, Sadhguri prays, I hope I can take birth of the stone. Because they have to do the Kiran Bhagavan Makunda, because they completely offer themselves to the king of Bhagavan Makunda. By the mercy of the Vrindavati, then Lord Brahma could understand the greatness of the Vrindavati. Therefore, because he is not so qualified, he is only glorified by some Iraq, but not more than that. He is not such a good Iraq. Therefore, Brahmaji, when he saw Krishna's lila, he became astonished. Because the mother of Vrindavan, the elderly gopis of Vrindavan, has had a desire. If Krishna could drink my breast milk, then my life would be, I would be completely satisfied. Therefore, we can understand that Krishna drank the milk of his mother, but the other gopis also. Therefore, that pastime is there when Ramaji stole the cow boys and the cows of Krishna. For 1 year, Krishna personally became all the friends and all the cows. And receive great happiness drinking their breast milk. Even Krishna's mind was so powerful, even Baladev could not understand that all the cows and the boys were Krishna himself. In fact, Krishna completely duplicated the speech, the cloth, the voice, and the complexion of both the boys and the young cows. All the cows also had a desire. If Krishna was my cow, I could speak his milk directly. The mothers also desired this. Therefore, when Krishna became those cows and boys, for 1 year, he completely fulfilled all their desires. And some gopis, they also had some desire. If Krishna could become my mother or my husband, that would be wonderful. Therefore, this most astonishing lila, Krishna became all those coward boys and married those girls and fulfilled their desires. Therefore, just see Brahmaji and him, just see the glory of the divine.
Brahmaji?
Brahmaji. Brahmaji.
describing glories of the house and the office. So that he is saying, Nanda Baba, the gopis residing there, the gopis, the birds, animals, trees, creepers, also he's remembering now about the cruelty of them and becoming very astonished. He's saying, Aho Bhangya, most fortunate, most fortunate. Because he's very surprised, two times he's saying, Aho Bhangya, most fortunate, most fortunate. And then, all the Vajibhakis, he's describing their supreme fortune, the of the Vajibhaki. What kind of fortune does Nanda have? What kind of relationship he has with Gopal? His hope is so glorious. What to speak about them? Even all that, everything that there is, so astonishing is their, are their glories. He's ecstatic. He's figuring this. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. Twice. Nanda Baba is most fortunate. The only goal from the old to the young, the Krishna Sakhas, all of them are supremely fortunate. The Brajavati Mahabhagyam, most fortunate. Why? Because Paramahansa Brahma is their eternal friend. Who? Paramahansa Brahma. Not just Brahma. Who? Not Nirvishesh, important Brahma. Paramahansa. Who has Rupa, qualities, qualities he has. The complete Brahma. Eternally. Nitakal means, even after the past have been finished here in Apakarsal, in this Ananika's past tense, he is still their friends. Sanatana, Mitra means, eternal friend means, Krishna is always bringing all auspiciousness to the Brajavasi. He never ignores them. It's not that he will just make the decree of fear, rather he is performing them Param Anand. One who gives bliss to Krishna is their eternal friend. Eternal. He is in friend in Gokul Raj. Paramatma, Bhagavan, Parameshwar, he is never all this. He is their friend, somebody's friend, somebody's brother, somebody's beloved. Although he is Paramanand, Sanatan, Parashara, he is the friend of Rajavati and Gop and others who are residing in Braj. That is why Purdram Panathan, he is there. He is very astonished and he is worshipping now. Today, it looks like you are very tired. All day you are wandering, all around Braj. You haven't got any rest, I guess. I will stop the katha today here. Tomorrow, after Harikatha, you will go to Nidhivan, Gopeshwar. Bhishwamish. Gopeshwar Mahadev. Darshan you will have. In the middle you will, Dhanpandi Mahadev also. If possible you can have darshan of that place also.
Tomorrow you will go to 6 Gopeshwar Mahadev.
हरि ओ
Thank you.